Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for being the light and the warmth and the love in our life. And through your great and precious promises, you lift us up every day to be your beloved children, Father God. So thank you, Father God, even as it is cold in most of our country, Father, thank you for your warmth, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that a lot of people are in the dark, that they don't know the love and your light and your goodness, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that we can be your mediators. We can be your intercessors in this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, precious family. Our readings is Colossians chapter 4, verses 1 to 3.
Employers, treat your workers with equality and justice, as you know that you also have a Lord and Master in heaven who's watching you. Be faithful to pray as intercessors who are fully alert and giving thanks to God. And please pray for me that God will open a door of opportunity for us to preach the revelation of the mystery of Christ, for whose sake I am imprisoned.
Hallelujah. And you know, here we can just see, you know, we can speak to employers and we can speak to all of us and actually say, God is watching. And you know, when things get cold, are we chameleons? Do we also get cold? And that's a big challenge. When there's darkness, do we bring light? And that's what we are supposed to do. So to be faithful to pray as intercessors, we need to be fully alert. We need to be in tune to the great and precious promises. And then in the midst of the darkness, we bring light. In the midst of people having no hope, we bring hope, because our God is big and he's powerful. And yes, we will go through valleys, we will go through trials, and we know it's getting cold now in the whole country. And many people are depressed, many people are on the wrong side of God, or even if they're on the right side of God, many of them don't even know it. This revelation of the mystery of Christ, the beauty that has come, is not in everyone's heart. And so just as Paul was praying for opportunity to share this light, this love, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. So each and every one of us must take that opportunity to share it, and to take the opportunity to also, where you can help, be a help. And when you're a help and you're making a difference in the situations, I know in the Cape, I'm sure normally what happens there is a lot of opportunity there, because houses get flooded out, people go to community centers. So be a fragrance there. And when you're doing that, you feel great. You're shining, you're on top. But I tell you, it's hard. We sitting here in Durban, is not so bad. And we've just got to pray. And you can fall into depression quickly if you're not making a stand and lifting up the name of the Lord and being a praise-filled warrior. You can, what's the opposite of praise? Pity. You can be in a pity party. So really, just wherever you are in that, you know, lift up the spirit. Stay in the light and be a good fragrance, and just pray. We pray for our country, Lord. We pray for our people, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for bringing in your love and light here in every way, and not only for South Africa, but for Africa and the world, Father God. It's really a dark period now, but thank you, Lord. We understand it's a time to shine, Father God. So thank you, Father God, for working, for being there with the farmers, for being with those that are going through a bad time. I know the Ark Ministries was having a time of flooding in the past already, but now again with this cold front coming in, Lord, we just thank you that everyone can realize they never tested beyond what they can handle, and you there to show them the way of escape. And thank you if they haven't, Lord, thank you for allowing us, the body, the bride, Father God, to be that fragrance, to release your goodness. And thank you, Lord, that you back up your goodness with your angels, with all your power, with heaven itself. Thank you, Father God, your kingdom is coming in every way. And in these times now, we can realize we need to shine. We need to be awake. We need to be alert. We are those that has come out of darkness into your marvelous light. So just help keep us in your light in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.